This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Victoria Bush from Ameren, Illinois. Victoria, welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, Tobin. How are you?
I'm doing well, and we are here to talk about some energy-saving tips in response to the sweltering heat that's been hitting the state as of late. Tell us a little bit about to our listeners here about some tips that they can use to be safe involving their home electricity outlets.
Yes, Tobin. You know, this time of year, customers use more than 50% of their energy use goes towards cooling their homes and the office buildings and such. So we really want to make sure that customers in general continue to practice and or adopt those energy efficient measures. There's some really low cost things that customers can do to be energy efficient, and then there's some things that actually will cost customers, you know, money in order to implement some of them. But let's start with some of the low cost things that customers can do to save on their energy bill during this time of the season, the heat season. Simple things like keeping your shades and your curtains and blinds closed during the heat of the day reduces the solar energy that comes into the home. Therefore, your air conditioning does not have to work as hard. So that's a really low-key tip that customers can employ like right away. Another thing that customers sometimes don't always think about, I know I don't, is that air conditioning unit that sits outside, well, it's doing its thing, right, keeping the house cool. However, dirt and debris can get under and around the air conditioning unit, making that unit run inefficient. So we advise customers to go outside, take a water hose, and wash it down, just to make sure that it is free of debris and dirt so that it can run as efficiently as possible.
When you say washing it down, do you mean just the sides or all around the machine?
Yes, all around the machine, the sides, the outside of it where dirt can get onto the grit, and if there's any leaves and debris or trash that sometimes accumulate near the motor area underneath where it connects into the home, all that stuff can cause the system to overheat and work harder.
Okay, so and that's a simple tip that I think a lot of people do during the springtime to prepare for this, but it probably needs to be done on a routine basis.
Yes, that's right. And then not everyone does it during the spring. You know, my mother used to always say, out of sight, out of mind. And because the unit is outside, you just don't think about it. So it's an important thing to do. But also inside the home, you have air filters that support the whole HVAC system. And keeping those changed on a regular basis, you know, monthly, you should change those out. And some people have the ones that are washable. They should go in and make sure that those are clean and free of any, you know, lint and dirt that kind of collects into the home.
And, of course, with those filters, it depends on if your home has a pet, i.e. dogs or cats. That filter probably needs to be changed more often than maybe once a month or once every other month.
Yes, I would say if you have animals in the home, you may want to try a two-week check. You know, just kind of midway to see how your filter is doing. And then, of course, if there's debris there or, you know, dirt or pet dander, then you want to clean that off, of course.
Let's talk a little bit the thermostat. I've always been told if you raise the thermostat up 1 degree, it saves money in the long run in your power bill. Is that true?
That is true. We do recommend customers to try to maintain a thermostat setting between 76 and 78 degrees. And if you tend to set it lower, each degree that you increase your temperature in your home on your air conditioning unit, you will save about 3% on your energy use, therefore will save on the cost of that energy that is being used. So everything kind of relates to everything else. Also using a ceiling fan or a box fan to help circulate the conditioned air that's already in the home allows you to increase your temperature gauge as well. So setting it at 76 to 78 degrees is a good energy efficient tip. However, it also is going to depend on the energy efficiency of your home overall. Some people find it uncomfortable to go to 78 degrees because the home may get too warm or not comfortable enough for them. So it really is a package deal in terms of thinking about energy efficiency. And the thermostat is just one of those things that you can do. I'd like to say, additionally, while we're talking about thermostats, that using a programmable thermostat will help you to manage that energy use a lot better.
That's just something that I think many people don't consider.
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually have a programmable thermostat in my home, and let me tell you, it works wonders. I can set it 7 days a week, actually, and I can set it 24 hours a day. And I can set it for when I wake up, when I leave home, when I return home, and while, you know, we're here in the home. So it helps to manage. It keeps down or it reduces your tendency to keep fluctuating the temperature to get it just right. Because if you set it and forget it, your temperature remains constant and you're more comfortable in the home.
But with the thermostat, though, it's also key where it's at. Because if you have your thermostat in a sunny place, that's going to trigger it a little bit more, the air conditioner a little bit more, wouldn't it?
That's right. You're right. And so you really want to be mindful of that. And I don't know if there's any, I've seen in the past, you remember in the old days, they used to have little shields that would go over your thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if those would be appropriate today, but, you know, you might want to consider that as well.
While we have you on the phone, this recent spike where the temperatures have been in the triple digits pretty steadily, an average customer, I don't know if you have those figures in front of you, how much would their power bill actually increase due to this recent spike in weather?
Well, that's a really difficult one to answer, and I don't have any numbers like that. And we don't refer to customers as typical because everyone's comfort level and the efficiency of their homes are so different that you really can't give an average number.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that more than 50% of your energy use during this time of the year does go to your cooling your home. So with that in mind, if that's a big chunk of your energy bill, then you really want to focus on the things that will help you to manage that better.
Okay. Victoria, it's always a pleasure talking with you about energy safety during the hot summer months. You brought up an interesting point earlier, and I actually learned something here. Turning on the ceiling fans not only will relieve, it also cools the home down, but it relieves the air conditioner of working overtime. And that's something that I never really thought about.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, we're glad. We have lots of tips that we can share with you too, Tobin. So customers can go to our website, actonenergy.com, and there are a lot of tips, and there are also rebate and incentive programs available for customers that will help them to be more energy efficient. You remember earlier we talked about the programmable thermostat? Well, if a customer goes out and buys one of those, they can actually go on actonenergy.com. There's a form for them to fill out, and they will get a $25 rebate.
And that's always pretty good during the summer months. Absolutely.
Good.
All right. Victoria, we are coming to the end of the program. And, of course, you mentioned the website. As we come to a close, give us the website once again. And I thank you so much for your time.
And thank you. That website is actonenergy.com.
All right. Victoria, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you again.
Thank you, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Victoria Bush from Ameren, Illinois. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.